move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the 2014 legislative proposals. This is a decision.
So, Madam Chair, I'll hand over to our legislative liaison, Ann Larson, to walk the commission through this agenda item.
Great. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Ann Larson, legislative liaison. Today, I'm asking for your approval for the 2014 agency legislation that will go in front of OFM end of September, late or early fall. You guys had a briefing on this just 2 weeks ago. And I'm just going to quickly go over the proposals. We went into it in detail 2 weeks ago, and then allow for any questions, and then again ask for your approval. So the first proposal that we've got is our aquatic invasive species proposal. And if you recall, the highlights in this include a consolidation of the current invasive species statutes into a single chapter, also improving the ability for rapid response, improving our inspection program by permitting non-law enforcement officers to operate AIS check stations, and then also improving our classifications system to strongly link classification with our management action. As you recall, I mentioned earlier that there was a $3 million fiscal need that was identified, but we have yet to come up with the funding mechanism that will address that. It's very likely that we'll be asking for an extension from OFM as we go through the stakeholder process to try to find out what that proper equation of funding mechanism is going to be. But we're going to try to shoot for October to get it delivered to OFM, and if needs be, then ask for that extension. Are there any questions on the aquatic invasive species proposal?
Any questions, Commissioners?
Okay, hearing none. The second.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Carpenter.
Commissioner Carpenter, go ahead.
Ann, I just have one question. I raised it at some point a couple of weeks ago. Was brought to my attention by some industry folks that, as I think most of us are aware, there are a lot of vessels that come and go into the state, up and down the state highways, small boats and larger yachts and some commercial boats. And it was brought to my attention that, there seems to be some failure to have any type of eradication equipment for the invasive species that may come into the state on a low boy trailer. Or I just raise that because if we're looking to put a package together that might have some budgetary connections, I just thought we should have that on, at least talk about it at some point. I just wanted you to be aware of it.
Sure, and I did mention that to Bill Twite and Alan Sluice, the comments that came from the commission meeting, and so I know that they're aware of that as well. You had also mentioned there may be a letter coming from that group as well. Is that still the case?
They asked me what process to follow, and I suggested that they write a letter. I will follow up with them and see what. They're very knowledgeable as they haul boats all over the United States, and they just want to make sure that they get their comments in. So I'll follow up on that, and I thank you for that.
No problem. Thank you. Are there any other questions on the invasive species proposal? Hearing none, the second proposal that we've got is the background checks proposal that we brought forward last year. And again, the solution would be a proposal that provides us to do have the authority to do background checks on employees and volunteers who have access to criminal history and sensitive data, who have been issued a firearm, or who have access to children and vulnerable adults. So currently we don't have that authority. Pretty simple bill. Are there any questions on that one?
Any questions? I don't think so. Okay.
The third is our enforcement omnibus bill, and highlights of that include increasing penalty for taking certain endangered or protected fish species, and those species, again, are green and white sturgeon or our wild salmon and steelhead. Also increasing the penalty for coming too close to our feeding southern resident orca whales. The penalty right now is $42, and we're proposing moving it to $500. Another component of this is strengthening the prohibitions on trafficking of shark fin. And again, that just removes the date for the exemption that's in current law. We also have a provision that creates a crime for possessing wildlife in Washington that was illegally taken in another state or country. We have something in there that provides penalties for the unlawful wildlife rehab activities. And again, I sent a little bit of a follow-up note to the commissioners the week following the commission meeting that gives a little bit more explanation on that. And then finally, refining definitions and statutes related to commercial fish and shellfish catch accounting. So this one would have a little bit of a fiscal impact again, but it's actually quite small. We would possibly see a gain of about $30,000 a year that would go into the enforcement reward account, and that would be for collecting those new criminal wildlife penalties for those protected fish species. So with that, are there any questions on the enforcement omnibus proposal?
Any questions, commissioners?
I think
that we've requested legislation like this a number of sessions in the past.
Correct.
And I think it's often, well, I shouldn't say often, I kind of recall, correct me if I'm wrong, that the enforcement omnibus legislation proposed in the past has been used as a vehicle for pursuit of other agendas. At least I remember that happening at once. Do we have a strategy to make sure that this, or try to increase the probability that this is going to succeed and get through the gauntlet?
Well, and that's a very good question. We have, in the time that I've been here, we've had two enforcement or omnibus bills. What we tried to do is limit the scope and title of the bill to kind of help prevent those types of amendments. So this bill is only related to fish and wildlife enforcement rather than an act related to all fish and wildlife, which would open up the entire title. So that helps limit it a little bit. But given the broad scope of the items that we have in the bill, it really, it is still pretty broad, the title. And I would anticipate that we'd see certain legislators try to put amendments on those bills. And I think the only thing that we can do is work closely with the prime of that bill and also just try to educate folks the importance of, you know, doing those type of amendments could potentially hang up the bill and that we might lose this bill with these good amendments to potentially an unfavorable amendment that gets hung on the bill. So, but yeah, we are definitely at a risk, but I think just one of the things that we can do is just limiting it by scope and title, and we've done that by just having it address just enforcement provisions in the Title 77.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments or questions by commissioners? This is an action item.
Yes, Madam Chair, Commissioner Smith.
Yes.
Did you want to do both of those, B and C, for vote, or did you want to take them separately?
Let's see. We were provided with some motion language.
Right.
For the legislative proposals, we would want
okay.
to do that separately from the supplemental operating budget.
Okay. So are you calling for a motion?
Yes, I am.
Well, then I move to approve the proposed 2014 agency request legislative proposals as presented by staff.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
I second.
That's Commissioner Mencken?
Yes, ma'am.
Seconded the motion to approve the proposed 2014 agency request legislative proposals as presented. Do I hear any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Say no. Motion carries. Thanks, Ann.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. I think I will turn it over to Owen Rowe to discuss the budget items then.
Perfect.
Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Ann.
Thank you.